So we're learning together a Sefer Brachot in chapter 9. We're in number 10, Amud Bet 59b. We're learning the laws of Brachot that we say in different situations. Now, we got to the beginning of this sugya, which is talking about what we say when rain falls. We had a dispute, two different options. One is that we say Baruch Atah B'Meitiv. Another one is that we say a separate bracha, which is Modim Anachnu Lach. We thank you, Hashem, for every drop and every drop. And the Gemara tried to understand whether there's an argument between the sages, meaning there's two different opinions. One thinks it's one bracha, and the other one thinks, no, you're wrong, it's a separate bracha, and they're actually arguing about which bracha you say. Or maybe we can say they're two different situations. Maybe we can say both brachas are correct, but they both have their own particular circumstance. In one case, you say the first bracha, and in a different case, you say the second bracha. So we're trying to see if there's room to say that. So the Gemara proposed a few different alternatives. Because remember, we're talking about the rain. When the rain falls, what do we say? So there's different alternatives of when the rain falls. So one alternative that we saw was, maybe it's heavy rain and light rain. And one bracha you say, again, there's an argument which one you say in that and which occasion, but one bracha you say when it's heavy rain and one bracha you say when it's light rain. Alternatively, saw separate.
Yes.
You making movies in Shmuel
and
Abbey?
Yeah, like what will you do?
German.
Yeah.
I was with this week with Yehuda.
The what?
Yehuda with the one leg.
Yeah.
And maybe first Sanhedrin, then Shmuel and Abbey.
Okay.
We talk about it with the two.
Oh yeah.
On progress, maybe.
Oh yeah.
So when you want one day, you like to make.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, interesting.
Think about it.
Okay,
but not
Wednesday
or Tuesday.
For who was this? For the website? It's the same as what Alex does? Or no,
yes,
it's different?
Yes. Okay. I make in the morning, you make in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Oh, so we could do one.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Yeah, sounds fun.
Shmuel HaNavi, or it's a happening.
Where's our Shmuel HaNavi?
Huh? Is it Shmuel
HaNavi?
It's here. No, the
Tom. Oh, Shmuel HaNavi, not.
Yeah, you have a nice view about Shmuel.
Okay. Yeah, fair. Yeah, that sounds good.
So I have to go because
okay.
Now I go with
a
German guy.
Okay. Have you seen Abraham today? Do you know where he is?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't listen to you.
Yeah, I said I might not come, so yeah, cool.
Okay,
never mind. We'll catch up. Okay, we'll catch up. Bye, have a good day. Okay, so we said one option was heavy rain or light rain. Another option was if a person owns land or doesn't own land.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, yeah, possibly whether he's in partnership in that land or he's not in partnership in the land. Then we said, well, what about when a man has a baby boy? He makes a bracha of Shechianu and he doesn't make a Tovah Meitiv. Now we started a principle, having moved from the rain and the Tovah Meitiv, we started to look at rain falling on land, we said the reason is because the land benefits him or benefits other people if he's in partnership. So then the Gemara moved to the idea that what we need to look at is whether or not it benefits other people. Is it just a benefit for him or is it a benefit for other people? If it's a benefit for other people, you say Hatabah Meitiv. And if it's a benefit just for him, you say Shechianu. So now the Gemara is looking at different examples of where a person says Shechianu or he says Hatabah Meitiv to see whether it's true that the benefit is only for him or actually there's a benefit for other people too. So in the case of the land, we said is where he's in partnership and he benefits his partner, and therefore you should say atogamated. In the case of giving birth to a son, so he said there too, he says atogamated. Why? Because it also benefits his wife. And then we had an example of someone whose father died. So he says Baruch Dainamet. And then he says Baruch Atavimetiv, because he gets an inheritance. And the wife says, wait a minute, he gets an inheritance? That's only for him? Why is he saying Baruch Atavimetiv? That's meant to be the plural. So then the wife said, no, it's where he has brothers. They're also inheriting at the same time, and therefore it's Tavimetiv, it's plural. And then finally we got to the case that we stopped at yesterday, which was a case of new wine. Literally, a case of new wine. A barrel of new wine, a new bottle of wine. And what bracha he says when he has new wine. So initially, let's go back to that brighter now and see the beginning of it. Tashma. Top of the page there, second column. Shinui yayin. If we change the wine, what does that mean? We change the wine. We've got a new bottle, a new barrel, new wine. Einot tzarich lebarech. He doesn't have to lebarech to make a brocha. What brocha we're talking about? He doesn't have to make. He doesn't have to make grape coffee again. Shinui makom. But if he changes his place, he leaves the house and goes somewhere else. Sarech Levarech, he does need to make another brain preagopin. Okay, we explained that yesterday. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba, Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yochanan, Afal Pisha Amru Shinui Yayin, Einot Sarech Levarech. Even though they said that when you change the wine, there's no need to make a bracha, like brain preagopin. Aval, but. Shalom Rabbi Chanan. But you do say about Omer Baruch HaTovimetim. But you do say Baruch HaTovimetim. So you don't have to make another grape Yagofen when they bring you a new bottle of wine. But you do have to make HaTovimetim. So now we have a question. Wait a minute. If they bring you a new bottle of wine, you make HaTovimetim. That's meant to be for the plural. If you're just drinking by yourself, why would you make a hatovimetiv? So the Gemara answers, Hatam Nami, also over there, to Ikab B'nei Chavura, there is a group of people, the Shatu Bahade, that were drinking with him. So the Gemara, the writer is talking about where there was a group of people who drank new wine, not just a single person. A single person wouldn't make a hatovimetiv, he would make a Shefianu on his new barrel of wine that was brought to him. Okay. Next case. We're still in the same topic. Bana Bayit. If he built a house, Hadash, a new house, but Kana Kalim, or he bought, acquired Kalim, new clothes, Hadashim. Right? The Mishnah says you should say Shechianu. Gemara is going to look at that now. Amar Rav Huna says Lo Shanu. They never taught this. Ella, except She'ein Lo Kiyotzei Behem. Only in the case where he doesn't have something like it. Rav Huna has a view that we're going to see is going to be challenged. We're going to be clarified, maybe, about exactly when you say the Brocha Shechianu. So here, Rav Huna says, you only say Shechianu when you don't have something like it already. Meaning, if you have a car, and you go out and buy a new car, a second car, so you wouldn't make a Shechianu, according to our understanding of Rav Huna at this point. You already have something like it, you've already got one. You don't have the same simcha, you don't have the same enjoyment, the same need to say a bracha when you get another one of the same thing that you've already got. if you've got one suit and you get a new suit, you don't need to say
it. It was very half his port. Can we borrow the thing?
Say again. Is the what?
I was really half his port.
Okay, so we have.
So there is
we
dried
have,
out.
Another
one?
I think.
Okay, because there's his dried out. We have to teach him how to put the cover back on.
Okay, but we're just. Well,
we're
here.
Just return it back after the.
But they need more markers.
Well, they can buy their own. So, so Rav Huna is telling us a chiddush about the Sheikh Yano Bracha. And his chiddush is, if you've already got one, you know my Sheikh Yano. We're going to see that that's not so straightforward. We're going to now see a number of different views as to what it exactly means that you already had one. Aval Yeshla Kyotse Behen, but if he does have already something like them, right, a similar type, Einot Sarifa Verech, he doesn't have to make the Brocha Shechian. Okay, that's Rav Huna's view. Rabbi Yochanan, he disputes this. Rabbi Yochanan holds differently. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Yeshla Kyotse Behen, even if he does have similar to them, he makes a Brocha. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you have a car and you go and buy a new one, you've now got two, you do make a bracha on the second one. Rabbi Yochanan thinks differently. Thinks that having two is also good. Buy yourself a new suit, you've already got one suit, make a new bracha shechiyah. Because they're new, it's new for you, and you're happy with it. Okay, let's see what we're not done. Miklal. Right? So we can derive the law. That if kana, if he bought and chazar v'kana, and then he went back and bought again. If a person bought and went back and bought again, divrei hakol, you can say that everyone would say ain sarich l'barach. You could say they would both say ain sarich l'barach. What's he talking about? It's not so clear. We've got two opinions, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Huna says, if you've already got one of the same, you don't make a new bracha. You don't make a bracha when you buy the second. But if you haven't, he says you don't make a new. Rabbi Yochanan says you do, even if you already have one of those. You bought a new one, a new type, a new version, whatever it is, same thing. You do make a bracha. That's their dispute. Gemara says, I can learn from here that both of them would agree that you don't need a bracha in the case of buying something and then going back and buying the same thing again. Do you follow that example of buying something and then why is that different than Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Rabbi Yochanan said, if you have something already and you go and buy a new one, if you've got a car and you go and buy a second car, you make a bracha. And now the guy is saying, no, but even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you don't make a bracha if you go and buy one and then you go back and you buy another one.
So it's opposite.
Yeah. But there is a difference. There is a difference between those two cases where you can say that the Gemara is correct. The Gemara can validly say that Rabbi Yochanan says in the first case.
Well, he was talking about inherited clothes, right?
No, not inherited. He's getting given that was a previous sugya. He's just talking standards, Tov, you're right. It says in between the lines inherited, but
right.
Gemara
but no,
the words are where he doesn't already have it. Why does it say inherited? Because he wants to make a difference. The Gemara, the art scroll, wants to make a difference between this case and the next and the dispute here.
Right.
Because the Gemara says, well, you go and buy it a second time. They all agree. that you don't make a bracha. So what is it that they were talking about in the first case where he didn't buy it the first time? Because otherwise it's the same case and it doesn't make sense.
It's like either a gift or an inheritance, basically a gift.
Right, so he didn't buy it. In the first case has to be a case where he didn't buy it. Because otherwise we're talking about the same thing, which would work. So then we have a difference. We have a hashkafic difference. There's a difference between buying something twice and already having one and then buying a new one. So the difference in how you feel about it, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says when you buy it even though you've got one, but you buy it for the first time, you make a shechian. But if you're buying it for the second time, you wouldn't bother. So if I bought, according to this Gemara, if I bought those two cars, I went out and bought a car, and then it doesn't matter how long later, I'm not talking about the same day. I'm talking about 3 years later, I go out and buy another car, I don't make a new shechian, apparently, according to this. But if I got given a car as a birthday present, and then later on I went and bought a new car myself, I do make a shechian. Because it's different, according to this understanding of the dispute.
So, for the birthday car, you'd make a shechiana.
When you got given it as a present, you would make a shechiana.
Right, the first time.
Yeah, but when you bought it the second time, you wouldn't.
Right, because you already said shechiana.
No, that's wrong. You would make. Start again. When you got given it as a present, you say shechiana.
Right.
And when you buy it, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is a case where you already have it, and then you buy yourself a new one, you're buying it for the first time. So you do make the shechiana. But if you bought both of them, then you only make it on the first one. But in the original case, where you got given one, as a gift, and the next time you buy after that, that's still your first time buying.
That's why our school mentioned inheritance.
Right, because they want to make a difference between the two cases.
Right. Now, for... who was that? He says you don't.
What?
For Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah. He says you do.
Let's say, let's sing... Okay, then who's saying we derive from this that the person who has already bought the procure item in return and bought a similar garment, everyone would agree that he does not need to recite shechiana.
Okay, so
who's saying that?
The Gemara. The Gemara is saying, the voice of the Gemara.
Okay.
Meaning, the Gemara, whoever the voice of the Gemara is, you can say it's Rabbi Ashi and Ravina who put together the Gemara.
Okay.
Because what did they do in theory? They took Rav Huna's opinion, they took Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and they thought, you know what? What's the difference here? I'm going to explain to you, actually, they would agree in this situation. So they put in the third view, that I can make these two things fit together.
Okay.
And then the Gemara now is going to go on to a different understanding of that same dispute. So that's, if you like, understanding one. That's understanding one.
Right.
And we're going to now go back over Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yochanan, with a different way of looking at the same dispute.
Okay.
So that's version one. And now we're going into version two. Version two of that same dispute is as follows. Ika de Amre, there are some who say, right, some say that the argument is like this. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Lo Shanu, it wasn't taught, meaning to say Shechianu, Ela Shelo Kana V'Chazar V'Kana. Meaning you should only say Shechianu where you didn't buy and then go and buy again. Meaning, Rav Huna is staying with his opinion. Rav Huna is the one who's saying that you don't say Shachyanu. This is just another, almost another way of saying the same thing, but from the reverse. He's saying you only say it where you didn't buy twice. Meaning, if you bought twice, you went, you bought, and then you bought again, you don't say Shachyanu.
And a second time.
Huh?
On the second time. The first time you say Shachyanu, and the second time you don't.
Yeah, fair. Yes. So Rav Huna is saying, again, so far Rav Huna appears to be the same. We haven't really changed Rav Huna's version, we just said it in a different way. Rav Huna is saying that if you went back and bought a second time, you don't say it on that second occasion. Right? That's consistent with what we learned in the first way of describing the argument. Right. Aval kana v'chazar, but if he went back and bought v'kana and bought again the same thing, ain't sarich leveret. He doesn't have to make the bracha. Okay, that's the same, just the other half of what he said. Okay, that's top. Everything's good. Now Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu kana v'chazar v'kana sarich leveret. Even if he does buy and goes back and buys again, he does have to make a bracha. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan is the same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, when you go buy, you buy again. Hold on, no, it's not.
Rabbi Yochanan.
They're only talking about inheritance.
Right.
So we don't know. Right. Tom, you're right. Very good. So here we're saying Rabbi Yochanan's view is different. Here we're saying Rabbi Yochanan's view is that if you bought twice, you would say on both occasions. You bought a new car and then you went out and bought a new car, you do say a bracha. He is more lenient now in saying that you say a bracha even in that situation. Previously, we thought, says the Gemara thought, that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that you don't say it in that situation. And now, in this version number two, so let's just review the version number two. So the version number two, Rav Huna's opinion is that you don't say Shachyanu if you went and bought it twice. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you do. That's a dispute. And now the Gemara derives its opinion in a different way. Biklal, therefore, we're going to derive the chi yesh lo, that if the person already has that garment, for example, through an inheritance or a gift, and he goes and buys it again, divrei hakol, everyone agrees, shelo tzarich leberech. Everyone agrees, no, he should, shehakol tzarich, that he needs to make the bracha. So now we're saying, it's a different dispute, that everyone would agree that if you got given a gift as a car and then you went and bought a new one, everyone agrees, according to the second version, that you make a Shachyanu. In the first version, Rav Huna didn't agree with that. In the first version, Rav Huna said that if you have a second one, it doesn't matter how you got it, you don't make the bracha. You only make it on the first one.
Right.
But now we're saying no. Rav Huna's opinion is we're going more leniently and saying that the difference between them is shifted. Make sense? Or a bit confused?
Because the first opinion was, if he bought it twice, he would not have to say Shachyanu.
The first opinion of who?
On from the Gemara.
Of who though? Rav Huna or Rav Yochanan or both of them? That's the first opinion of Rav Huna, is that if you...
No, I think it's Rav Yochanan.
Oh, the conclusion of the Gemara.
Yeah,
the conclusion of Gemara is, in the first opinion, it concludes that Rabbi Yochanan would say that you don't say the bracha when? In what situation?
If someone's already bought it.
If he's already bought it, right. And he's coming to buy it again.
Right.
But the second opinion
is that even if he bought it again, he would still say Shekianu.
According to Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
Right. But not according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the conclusion there in the second version is a different conclusion.
Right. And there's a footnote.
There's a few.
Okay. Rav Huna admitted the blessing only where the person had bought an item and returned and bought a similar item. In this case, there is no new element at all. However, where he had originally inherited the item and then went out and bought its like, Rav Huna concedes that a Shekianu would be said since the second item is new insofar as purchases are considered. Okay.
Okay. So now the Gemara is going to challenge the second version based on a different brighter. I'm going to say that we have a brighter which suggests that second version doesn't hold true. So let's just remind ourselves what that second version is before we go into the brighter. The second version said
that if you bought a similar item, that you can say Shekianu on both.
No. The second version is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you made two purchases, you'd say Shekianu on each.
Mm-hmm.
But the agreement between them, the conclusion of the agreement between them, is that even Rav Huna would allow you to make Shekianu on a second purchase if the first one was an inheritance. Right? If the first one was an inheritance, then even though you've already got it, the chiddush is the Rav Huna says, "I know you've already got one, but this is your first purchase, so I'm allowing it." So even there, Rav Huna agrees.
So the key thing is purchase.
It's for Rav Huna.
Right.
For Rav Yochanan, he doesn't care. Rav Yochanan, you can buy it 53 times, and each time you're going to have to make a Shekianu. But for Rav Huna, when it's your first purchase, he allows you to make the Shekianu, but not in the first version. The first version, he said, doesn't matter if you've got it, you've already got it, there's no Shekianu. In the second version, Rav Huna says no. Rav Huna says, I agree that for you, this is your first purchase, and it's good, you can make a Shekianu. Good morning, Gedalia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're going to try. We're going to challenge that. Meitvei. They challenged it from a brighter. Bana bayit chadash. If you built a new house, the ein lo kiyotzei bazeh, and you don't already have one. Okay, so let's just stop there and think to ourselves what should be the law so far. You built a new house and you don't have one. So everyone says Shekianu. We don't even already have one, right? It's not a dispute, right? It's a simple case. New house, you don't already have one. No argument here, right? Okay, so far so good. Right, we're just checking our own knowledge as we go along. Mm-hmm. Okay, kana kelim chadashim. If you bought new kelim, new clothes, ve'ein lo kiyotzei bahem, and you don't already have like them, you don't already have the same ones. Also, very simple. Sarich levarech. He needs to make the shechianim. Okay, not a dispute. That's a simple case. You don't have them already. Now comes the challenge. The yeshlo kiyotzei bahem. If he does have similar to them, right? That's the case that we've just learned. If you already do have similar to them, meaning you already inherited them, we're going to say pshat that you didn't buy them, but you already have them for a different reason. For example, inherited. Right? So now this writer says, ein sarich levarech. You don't need to make a bracha. Who does that go like?
Rav Huna.
In which version?
The first version.
Nachon. Because Rav Huna in the second version would say that you do make a bracha. Right? Rav Huna in the second version would make a bracha where he inherited it, mm-hmm. and it was then he bought it or built it for the first time. Bless you. And so would Rabbi Yochanan. So, according to the second version, no one's holding this. Right? No one is holding in our second version that you don't make a bracha in this case. Yeah, you with me?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you do the Shekhyan instead of the,
instead of Tova Meitiv.
Yeah.
In the case of a new home.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know. Doesn't answer that, is it? It's a good question. You could say the home is only for him. He's a single guy and he built himself a house for him. I don't know. How you say that.
Torah. I mean, this is the time of the Gemara where people actually get married and have families.
Right.
Versus the same times here.
It's a good question. They don't touch on it, but it doesn't seem to be a problem. But we don't explain why. Okay, so this is our case.
Okay.
So our brighter says, if you already had the clothes and you got new and you bought new ones, you don't make the blessing. And that's our problem. Because that doesn't go like anyone in the second version. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The second version said they both said they would make a bracha in that case.
Right.
So that's what the Gemara is challenging and saying, well, maybe this second version doesn't work. We should stick with the first one. The first one makes sense. Right, the first version, we've got a brighter that goes with it. But the second version, we've got a brighter that challenges it. So maybe that second version is just not correct. Right, maybe you should stay with the first version. Okay. So the brighter says over there, Eitzarich Lemarech, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but now we've got Rabbi Yehuda to save us. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Kach or Bein Kach, Sarich Levarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do, whether it's this or that, meaning in either case, whether you inherited them or you bought them, you should say, Shechianu. Oh, no, it doesn't mean that. Whether you inherited the items or the house, you should say Shechianu, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda holds like our second brighter, or like our second version, and says that you do make a Shechianu in a case where you already had the item, and then you went and bought a new version of the same item. So we have Rabbi Yehuda that agrees. We have Rabbi Meir that doesn't seem to agree with either opinion. But this second opinion in this brighter of Rabbi Yehuda does appear to agree. So that's what the Gemara says. Well, so the Gemara says now as follows. Bishloima lelishna kama. Everything's fine. It works for the first version. It works for the first version. Why? Because then, we've got a parallel dispute. The dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in this new Brayta parallels the dispute in that first version of the Rav Huna Rav Yochanan dispute. Right? It's the same dispute. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this Brayta fits very nicely with that first version. Right? The Gemara says here, Rav Huna ka Rabbi Meir, because Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ka Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Parallel version of the dispute. Everything's good. Ella, but Lelishna Batra, but with that second version, what are we going to do? Bishloima, Rav Huna, Bishloima Rav Huna. It's fine for Rav Huna because he follows Rabbi Yehuda. Ella Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar command, but who did Rabbi Yochanan's opinion like? So the Gemara is saying the second version of the dispute is not parallel. The second version of the dispute only parallels half. Rabbi Yehuda's version, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion follows Rav Huna, but Rabbi Yochanan is left out in the cold with no one following his opinion. So the second version of the dispute doesn't seem to work with the Brayta. But now, if you're still with me, this is quite complicated, the Gemara is going to explain how it does fit. How even the second version can fit. We're going to see that how, why that is. Before we get there, let's just finish the end of the question. The question is, Rabbi Yochanan, the Markman, Rabbi Yochanan, who does he go like? Lo k'Rabbi Meir, but lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't appear to be like Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that's the end of the question of the Gemara, right? He doesn't appear to be like either of them. It's problematic. You coming back?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So that's the question. That's the end of the question. So now we have the answer of how even Rabbi Yochanan's view fits into that second version. Amar lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can tell you the following. He can explain his view like this. Hu hadin to the Rabbi Yehuda. It's the law, right, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kana mechaza v'kana. If he went and bought and he returned and bought it again. Nami tzarif v'barit. Rabbi Yehuda would also say that you have to make a bracha even in that case. Right, Yofi. We don't know what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is in that case. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Brayta that we just learned was talking about a different situation. The Brayta we just learned brought the case of where you'd already inherited clothes, you already had them, and you went out and bought new ones.
But isn't this similar to a first case?
Yeah, but the first case is fine. The first case no one argues with. First case is clear. We're trying to rectify this second case. It's the second case that we have a problem with.
Right,
the second case doesn't fit together.
The idea is that we want to verify that the first is similar to the first case.
No, we don't want to verify it.
So then we can work on the second case.
No. We have two different versions
right.
of the same dispute. The first version of the dispute works out. So I can show you a brighter that parallels it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So that's fine. And now we can put that first version.
Right, so that's...
That's in the safe
That's done.
That's done. We don't even know... Now we're looking at the second version. We're saying, wait a minute, that second version doesn't seem to make sense because that second version doesn't parallel the dispute. How does that second version tie in to this brighter? It should make sense. It has to fit together. Right? We can't have an argument between these two... between the Mishnah and the brighter. So how did the second version work? So now we're trying to explain that second version. So what we're saying in that second version, the case we're talking about is a case where you already have the item from an inheritance. And then you go and buy it. Rabbi Yochanan says, my opinion is different over there. It doesn't appear to parallel it. That's the problem. Rabbi Yochanan didn't appear to follow either of those opinions. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, I'll tell you why my opinion doesn't seem to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're talking about something different. Over there, they're talking about a case where you inherited it and then you bought it. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you make the bracha, you make a shechian. I'm going to tell you, Rabbi Yehuda says, as Rabbi Yochanan says, that Rabbi Yehuda holds even like me, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's out in the cold. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda does hold like me. Because over there, he's talking about the case where it was inherited first. But he holds like me, even in a case where he bought it first. And he just doesn't say it over there in the brighter.
You mean he bought it first, then?
And then bought it again. Bought it twice.
Bought it twice, okay.
Because Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, where you buy it twice...
You don't say it.
You do say it.
You do say it.
Right? So Rabbi Yochanan appears to be out in the cold, because no one's holding like him, where you buy it twice. I didn't hear anyone tell me that when you buy it twice, you make a brach on each time. Rabbi Yochanan's the only one who said that. In this brighter, we didn't hear that. We heard Rabbi Yehuda say something different. Rabbi Yehuda said, you say the bracha, but when you say the bracha, you only say it when you got the inheritance first. And then you bought it. And Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, no, he also holds like me. I know he was talking over there. You might have said, you might have thought that he only holds, you make a bracha, where it's his first time purchase. He already had it from an inheritance. This is his first time purchase. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda always says the bracha, even if he bought it the first time. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care whether you inherited it or you bought it. However you had it, you had it. When you come and buy it again, you make the bracha on that second occasion of having the same item. The brighter gave you a case where he already had it and he bought it again. But he also holds that even if he bought it and he already had it, because he bought it and he bought it again, he holds also you make it the bracha the second time. He's consistent in his view that you always make that bracha, even doesn't matter how you got it. We thought it was only because he got given it as a gift that he makes the bracha on the second time. But no, it doesn't matter how he got it. Even if he bought it the first time, he still makes the bracha the second time. He always makes the bracha. And then, if that's true, Rabbi Yochanan, so he's like me. I do have an opinion that it fits with that brighta. Because in that brighta, it doesn't say which one. It was dealing with a different case, so we don't know over there what they think about a consecutive purchase. Right? It's not talking about a case of consecutive purchase. So we don't know.
Right. Okay.
But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can hold, it makes sense, it's logical to say, if it were a case of consecutive purchase, Rabbi Yehuda would follow me. My opinion is therefore good. My opinion has support.
Okay.
So let's just see that. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could tell you, who had deen, it would be the same law than the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would hold the same law if in the situation where Kanavaza Hazava Kana, where he went and bought, and then when he went back and he bought it again, Nami Sarif Lavarech, that you would also have to make the bracha. Right? That's just what we said. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, you also make a Shechianu in the case where you bought it twice. Bahakam ifligi Yesh Lokana, and now he has to explain. So why is the brighter not say that? So now he has to explain. Vahaka Miflegi, and the fact that the dispute, the Yesh Lo, is a case only, the fact that the dispute is a situation only where he already had it, and then he went and bought it. Where he already had it from a gift, or he already had it from an inheritance, and it's not the case that I want to explain, Rabbi Yochanan says. The reason why it doesn't hold by my situation is why. Why is the brighter written in that way? Lahodiach, to teach you, Kocha de Rabbi Meir, to teach you the strength of the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Right? I'll read the words and then we'll have to understand what it means. The Afilu Kana, that even if he bought Yeshlo, and he already has, Ein Sarich Lebarech, he doesn't need to make a Shechya. But Kol Shechen, and all the more so, Kana v'chazar Kana. If he bought and went back and bought again, that he doesn't need to make a profit. So this bit's a little bit complicated, but we'll explain it, and then B'ez Rav Hashem will go over it again when Abraham and Reuben are here again on Sunday. But what's he saying? He's saying the reason why the Braita taught you the case of where he already had it, and it didn't teach you the case of where he bought it consecutively, is in order to teach me the extent of Rabbi Meir's opinion. That Rabbi Meir is so lenient that he doesn't make a brocha of Shechyanu, even if he already had it. He didn't buy it twice. He was already had it and he bought a new one. He wants to show a chidush in the brighter that you wouldn't have known otherwise. And that's why it was written in that way. So Hashem will review on Sunday.